Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Eidos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find receiving a Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And we're discussing a person who had Maaser Sheni money. Here the guy is already in Yerushalayim. He had transferred a whole bunch of copper coins onto a Sela, which is a silver coin. He's now in Yerushalayim and he wants to break it down back into smaller copper coins so that he could buy food with it. And here we're going to have six different opinions. Mishnah Yud tells us, HaPar Tzal Shal Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. A person has a Sela of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim and he wants to break it down into smaller denominations. Beshami says, B'chala sela mois, no problem. The entire sela could be broken down into mois, which is these small copper coins. Whereas Beshel says, no. B'shekel kasa b'shekel mois, half of it has to remain a silver shekel. Only the other half is allowed to be broken down into copper coins. And that's because Beshel is afraid that if he's pirate the entire sela onto small copper coins, he's going to end up using all of them. He's going to have some coins left over by the time he has to go back home. The problem is, copper doesn't last long. It gets tarnished and ruined, and therefore it's going to lose its value, and that means that's a loss for Maaser Sheni. And if you're going to say, okay, no big deal, take these copper coins and transfer them back onto silver, that's also an issue because he's losing money on the exchange. When he took it from silver to copper, he had to pay a fee. And now when he's taking it from copper back to silver, he has to pay another fee. And again, that's a loss for Maaser Sheni. He's not allowed to do that. Therefore, he's only allowed to take half of his sela and transfer that onto copper coins. Now, those who discuss halach in front of the chamim, which are referring to Shem ben Azai, Shem ben Zayman, and Chanan Amitri, they had a different opinion. Three dinar have to remain silver, which means 3/4 of a sela that has to remain a silver coin. Uba dinar mois, only a dinar's worth is allowed to be transferred to copper, which means 1/4 of the sela can be transferred into copper coins. Rabbi Kiva argues and says, B'shlosh dinar kesef, I agree with you that 3/4 of the sela have to remain silver. Now, Rabbi is kesef in that last remaining quarter of a sela, meaning that last dinar, Rabbi is mois, only 1/4 of it is allowed to be transferred into copper, which means, according to Rabbi Kiva, only 1/16 of a sela is allowed to be transferred to copper coins. And Rabbi Tarfon says, Arba Asperi Kasef, 4/5 have to remain silver. In other words, Rabbi Tarfon agrees to the previous two opinions, that 3/4 of the sela has to remain silver coins. And in regards to that last quarter, that last dinner, 4/5 of it has to remain silver. And only 1/5 is allowed to be transferred into copper, which basically means 1/5 times 1/4 is 1/20 of a sela is allowed to be transferred into copper. That's according to Rabbi Tarfon. Where Shami Omer, Shami says, and he's the most machmir, Yanichen b'chanos v'yochel kenegta, he's allowed to transfer any of his silver sela into copper coins. He takes it, brings it to a store, leaves it there, and eats proportionate to it, which basically means he walks into a makolet, gives the guy a silver sela, and now constantly goes back to that makolet to get all of his food until that sela is depleted. Now moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, we get into the discussion of Tomen Taro. We know that the vast majority of kelim, of vessels, are able to be makabel toma. However, when they break, they're not able to be makabel toma because they're broken, so they're not considered a kli. Now we discuss something, kisei shel kala shenitul chipuyav, if the arm rests were removed from the kala chair. Back in the day, they had kala chairs like we have. It was a fancy chair that a kala sat on, and the armrests were taken off of it. Beishame says it still could be makabel toma because you could still sit on the chair. Just because it doesn't have armrests doesn't mean it's broken. Ubeisil matarin, Ubeisil says tahar, which means it can't be makabel toma because a kala chair without armrests is considered broken. Whereas Shame argues and says no, af malbein shel kisei tame, even the square, the seat of the chair could be makabel toma. In other words, according to Shamai, not only if the armrests were taken off, but even if the back of the chair was removed, it still could be makabel toma because he still could sit on it, as we see as Shammai is the most machmir. Now, moving on to another din of Tomen Taro, this is called Tomas Midras, which is when a man who's either a Zav or a woman who's a Zava or a Nida sits or lies down on something, that's going to be metameit. It's called Tomas Mishkav u'Mayshav, and that's even if they're not touching it. For example, if they sit down on a chair, even though there's a sheet covering the chair, so they're not touching the chair, they're just simply sitting on it, that's going to be metameit this chair with Tomas Midras, a very high level of toma. Now, the only things that are going to be makabel toma are those which are meant for sitting or lying down on. And that's now what the Mishnah says. Kisei shekvoy b'areva. Let's say a person took a chair, it was a regular chair, and he fixed it, he set it into an areva, which is basically a very large mixing bowl. Imagine like an industrial sized bowl for kneading dough, which is gigantic. And he put a chair inside it, screwed it to this areva, set it in with cement or glue or something like that, and he didn't put it there because he wants to sit inside the bowl. He wants to put stuff on top of it and use it for that purpose. Bishama says it still could be makabel toma, and that's because it hasn't lost its din of a chair. Just because he connected it to the areva and it's not even meant for sitting on, it's still considered a chair, and therefore somebody who has this high level of toma sits on it, even though again it's covered and they didn't touch it, still is makabel toma's midras. Whereas Beis Hillel is matar, he says that once it's connected to this bowl, it loses its din of a chair and can't be makabel toma's midras. If somebody tame touches it, so it'll still be makabel toma, but not this high level of toma's midras. Now Shame says, Afha also iba, even if the way the Reva was built was with a chair in it. And in this situation, the chair was never meant for sitting on. It's not like we were just talking about where it was a regular chair that he connected to the Areva. The way they built the Areva was with this chair thing in it that, again, was not meant for sitting on. It's meant for putting the ingredients on or the dough or something like that. Nonetheless, Shammai says it could be Makabel Tumas Midras because since it's shaped like a chair, and if he wanted to, he could sit on it. So if he did sit on it, it would be Makabel in this very high level of Tumah. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with more Machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.